K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all about covering all things K-State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, where the host, obviously, still resides. Folks, I'm recording this on Wednesday night, a little late, after a busy Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. This will be out towards the end of the week. Probably looking at either Friday or Saturday. We'll see what happens there with all that once I get all my recordings uploaded. But yeah, be on the lookout for this around game day, of course, the college football playoffs. Playoff rankings came in, and K-State checks in at number 13. Yes, at 13. Meanwhile, their opponent, which was outside AP poll-wise, not in the rankings, but snuck in the back in because, yes, there are blue blood that I'm talking about, Texas. So this is going to be a top 25 matchup here on Saturday night. Obviously, Texas checked in at number 24th in the college football playoff against 13-ranked K-State. And for K-State, that's pretty good for them being in this spot. Obviously, we're a few years ago, in my senior year, when he's high as number one there, and we all know what happened from there. But saying that, still everything is still out there to get for Chris Klieman's Cats here, including you need to take another step forward against this Texas bunch here. We'll see what happens. Texas, you can knock them out of any chance, really. They sit with two Big 12 losses. K-State one in Texas is 5-3 coming into Manhattan. So it would be best you have it in your hands. Nothing better than taking control of the situation in your own hands. You don't have to rely on any other team to beat them. So these next 2 weeks, you got Texas here, and then you got to go on that tough road trip to Baylor, yeah, as well, who's still hanging around as well. This is this second spot, if TCU continues to win, is still wide open there as well. So for K-State, control their destiny, I think, for me, in my opinion, you take care of Texas in prime time, you beat them, no matter how it is, and you go on the road in a hostile environment, take care of Baylor. That by then, you're really in good shape there as well. So, but I understand, you know, you want to play safe and whatnot, but look, you're trying to get to Arlington, the pay window. I said it earlier this week in the podcast, the pay window is open. K-State has to take advantage of it, and you got to get better. That was the message for Chris Klieman this week, saying we cannot let up. We have to get better. Because now, obviously, there's no easy – well, there ain't no easy game on the schedule left. It is these road trips to Waco and Morgantown, and you got KU at home, and we'll have to see what KU's situation is. Because if they still haven't got that sixth win, they'll like nothing better than to spoil everything for K-State as well. So this is not a tough game. KU started, 5-0. Here before their slide here, but their quarterback Jalen Daniels is back as well, so they could be getting him back this weekend. So we'll see what happens there on that front. But yeah, K-State sitting in good position. I cannot wait to get there to Bill Snyder Family Stadium on Saturday night. This has the feels of a hostile environment. It's Texas, man. Yeah, I don't care what I haven't been. Obviously, these early games that start at 6 and end at night, these are true home games, night game, night hostile environment. I haven't felt that way in quite some time about this matchup. So, if I were you, I mean, those suites are nice, especially in the cold weather, but out here, I want to hear that crowd rocking and rolling. So, this is going to be a scene Saturday night, Texas, Steve Sarkisian. Former Atlanta Falcons OC, of course, head coach now of Texas Longhorns there, checking in at number 24 in the nation. Obviously, there's been a lot of debate about the top four, which, of course, you're in that top four. You're going to the semifinals, the college football semifinals, and, of course, two remaining will be the international championship, Tennessee, Ohio State, Georgia, and Clemson. Yeah, and I'm wondering, yeah, I have my questions as well on Clemson, and there's on my feed, Twitter feed, TCU in there. I still have questions on TCU. They want to be in that spot. Ohio, and right now, Michigan. I put Michigan in that spot over Clemson, in my opinion there. But everybody has an opinion there. But that's what the college football committee wanted. Clemson at number four. Clemson, they had there. They have escaped multiple times throughout the year. The right reason I know that, because my better half is also a Clemson fan. As well, I got to sit there and watch Clemson game. Yeah, they bit off more than can chew this year, in my opinion, that they escaped. But, hey, that's what it is. I mean, you want to get to the national championship game, you're a good team, like a Clemson, you're going to benefit of the doubt. No question, Dabo Sweeney over there. But, this, Tennessee, that's to me, again, I put Tennessee in the category of TCU still. They got high-powered offense, but the defense is a little suspect still, in my opinion. You take it whatever it is, it's hot topic everywhere in the water cooler this week. But that's just my opinion on my podcast, the Pro Project Podcast. So Tennessee is number one. And if the semifinals were set, they would play Clemson. It would be an intriguing matchup. And both of these would be intriguing, but everything is not set yet. And speed of TCU, they checked in at number seventh. They're in the college football rankings this week. And then the next Big 12 opponent is our team, the K-State Wildcats, at 13 as well. That's pretty good right there. So they're standing right there. They could, again, these also, don't, let's not forget about the whatchamacallits. I can't think of the name right now. But you have these New Year, we're going to call it the New Year's Six. There we go. The New Year's Six Bowls as well. So K-State right now, again, you got to control your own destiny. If I were a K-State fan, which I am, why did I say that? It's late, but I am a K-State fan, and in my opinion, you have Texas. You have a chance to knock Texas and Baylor out of any chance, because you're basically handing Texas a third loss. They can't come back from that, and you're hitting Baylor, and depending on, I think Baylor plays OU this weekend as well. OU starting to come around a little bit. As well, so we'll have to see when 10 o'clock, 10:30 rolls around Saturday night. I mean, it's definitely going to change because, I mean, we haven't got Texas in 3 years. I mean, these have been close games against Texas, which really we should have gone down there and beat Texas last year. But, of course, we stuck with the bed, which changed everything, really. The trajectory of K-State coaching staff anyways. Which is why we're K-State sitting in the position they're in right now. Because I don't think if we still had a former OC, Corey Messingham, I don't think we're here at that spot. That's just what I'm saying there as well. But, yeah, so we'll see what happens there. But, yeah, everything's going to change after these Big 12 games shake out. In K-State, they definitely can't control the driver's seat here. You beat Texas, and then you already took care of Oklahoma State. You took care of both Oklahoma teams, colleges, universities, whatever you want to say it. But now, big test. Your next opponent now, next mountain to climb. You get after Texas, take care of those guys, and then see what you got after that. So I would not rely on help. but again, yes, it's wide open. For right now, the second spot is anyways, and K-State can really take firm control if they can handle Texas, 24th-ranked Texas on Saturday night. So we'll see what happens. So that's definitely checking in. College football playoff rankings came out on Tuesday night, and K-State checks in at 13. Just like the AP poll, 13 as well. So that matches up with their original AP poll ranking, and we'll see what happens. Again, all these games, we'll have a look around, of course, with our three-down segment at these games a little bit more later on in the week. But K-State, a great opportunity. Coming off of a huge momentum statement to the nation last week, shutting out Oklahoma State last week here in the Bell, and K-State will look to do more damage against Texas coming up on Saturday night on FS1. For those of you who are not going to be attending the game on FS1, and those of you who are, yeah, you know what it is, 6 o'clock at the Bell, kickoff a little bit after 6 as well. It is going to be clocks back. Daylight savings time, so you're going to get an extra hour of sleep. And by then, I would assume it will be night time for real. And so the Bill, it's going to get rowdy. It's going to get a little rowdy. You have all day to get yourself rowdy, revved up for this game, folks. So I'm definitely looking forward to it as well. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. You're not subscribed to Triple P. What are you waiting for? Basketball is going to be in full swing officially next week. Football is in the midst of trying to get to Arlington. And a couple of sports have ended with women's golf ending. And we'll have that probably this weekend. Soccer wrapped up their season earlier this week. Last weekend. So, man, these things come all together. But we appreciate your support of the Pro Project Podcast. And stay tuned. You have all day to check out episode 129 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition, which will be coming out on Friday, It'll be Friday night at some point as well. So you're going to have all day to download, tell your friends, and check it out. As well, we have another special episode in store for you guys, K-State Nation, as well. So definitely make sure you keep it locked to the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition of Triple P.